This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Don't you love it? Just listen. Holiday Pops starting. That's the Boston Pops playing Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, conducted by the legendary John Williams. It is the Holiday Pops 50th anniversary. Here in Studio 2, the man who assumed the baton after John Williams in 1995, Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tiziana. It's great to see you.
It's great to have you here. A month long festivity, really. Do you have a favorite Holiday Pops standard or tradition that's developed for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of like picking between your children at this point. Certainly, there are pieces that mean a lot to me, some of which I try every now and then, a little subjectively to put into these programs. Certainly, the classics, the things that our audience responds so strongly to, one of which you just played, of course, Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, which was written for this very orchestra about close to 70 years ago now.
I think 1945 or so?
Maybe close to 80 years ago.
Wow.
And the new 12 Days of Christmas that we put into our repertoire a few years ago that people would, as I'd say, boil me in Christmas pudding and bury me with a stake of holly through my heart if we didn't perform. So those things are great too, because it's, you know, the feelings about this holiday and these concerts are not just about my own personal feelings. It's about the responses we get and what we've ended up over the years meaning to so many people.
You were telling me just before we went live, Keith, how many more concerts the Boston Pops plays for Holiday Pops here now than when you started in 1995.
Well, when this series originally started, people think, of course, that the Boston Pops has done holiday concerts forever because Arthur Fiedler recorded Christmas albums in the 50s, but there was no live outlet for those. And the first holiday concerts that the Pops did were in 1973, obviously. And there were three of them, I believe. And that slowly expanded. And when I started in 1995...
I just did like a triple take at you for that. Yeah,
I believe there were 17 or 18, about 2 weeks worth of material. And this is now morphed into collectively as an organization, including 5 runouts in the New England area. We'll do 45 concerts starting December 1st and ending December 24th.
Right.
So that's about 2 a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of concerts. So let's play a little bit more music here. So this one, this is from the 2022 season, Carol of the Bells. So I was there last year. It was glorious. And one of the things that struck me in 2022, Keith, was how important it still felt that we were all able to be together. I feel like everything gets marked, especially the arts when we're together in post-COVID time. And I'm mindful that your 25th anniversary as conductor was 2020,
right? Yes. Good timing.
So, you know, this year, so it's 2023, 50th anniversary of the Holiday Pops. Does that feel like it's in the rearview mirror now? Are you thinking about other things, or is that, I don't want to say specter, although, you know, maybe from a Scrooge standpoint, right? Is that specter of Christmas past still in the room?
Well, you know, it's funny, I think, for all of us. I don't know if any of us who lived through that period as sentient adults, I don't think it'll ever go away. I think it was, we live in the, you know, privileged position of very rarely having to worry about society grinding to a halt. Though if you look at people in Ukraine, for instance, that kind of thing happens on a rather regular basis. And to all of a sudden have everything we just assumed was part of our lives go away is something that I think none of us will get over, but particularly those of us in the performing arts, because the basis of what we have our, down not only our livelihood, but our own self-worth based on is being able to perform for other people. And that is a thing that involves community. And that's what we were denied for that year and a half or so period in there. So coming back, I think I speak for a lot of my colleagues, in which I said there's a profound gratitude that we get to do it again. But yeah, there's a little bit about what if that happens again and will we recover as robustly as we did the last time.
We're here with Keith Lockhart, who's the conductor of the Boston Pops. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of Holiday Pops. This gratitude that you're expressing here in your tone and in the way you're talking about sort of the meaning, drawing your self-worth as an artist from being able to perform for other people. You're doing a special concert on Thursday night that I think is really fascinating and interesting. Talk about that a little bit. Something that was important to you.
Yes, well, it's something that we have discussed for a while, and through the generosity of the Highland Street Foundation, we've finally been able to make it a reality. On Thursday night, the night before we publicly open the series, we're going to invite 2,000 veterans and active service military personnel and their families into Symphony Hall for a free concert and a free kind of preview of what the rest of Boston is going to get to enjoy. You know, it's we've all thought, I think, focused recently on what we can do for the people who do so much for us. But one of the things, of course, is we know that the holidays, especially for people who are deployed, families who are back home, are a very, very difficult time. And I think it's a win-win situation. I'd love to get those people into the hall. And I think it's going to be a great experience for them and their families.
Let's play. I just don't want to go too long without playing music at any point in this conversation.
It's better than listening to me.
No, it's wonderful to listen to you with the music. This is Christmas 2013, Holly Jolly Jingle. So that's 2013, right? You came in 95. The first of these holiday pops is 1973. I both feel like this is a dumb question and I'm going to ask it anyway. Has the music changed? I mean, obviously the sum of it hasn't. But what has musically in 50 years of doing the holiday pops?
You know, I think the pops is unique among orchestral performing organizations, unique from the more traditional ones in that we always have one foot set in tradition, in great music from the classical tradition, great music originally written for symphony orchestra. But it's our job, as the name pops implies, to keep a foot in the present day. So how these things change? Well, a lot about, of course, tradition is about coming back to things that are familiar mm-hmm. to you. People wouldn't want a tradition which changed 100% every time they perceived it because there would be no security blanket there.
And no tradition.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what tradition is. But tradition is a chance when everything around you seems to be whirling at a faster and faster rate and you don't recognize anything, to come back to something and say, whew, at least that's still there. That having been said, we expect people to come to this year after year. We can't do the same concert year after year. And so the idea has always been to integrate new sounds. Certainly over the last few years, we've paid a lot more attention to bringing music from other holiday traditions, not just Hanukkah traditions, but also Afro-Caribbean celebrations, gospel takes on the season, things that really kind of expand the kinds of different sounds and looks that we can give the audience. I think certainly the concert is probably less classical than it was in 1973. That having been said, we're still doing the music of Tchaikovsky, the Nutcracker, and the music of Ray Vaughan Williams, one of my favorite Christmas composers in this particular concert. So it's still rooted in that, but we go more different directions, I think.
So one of the different directions is a new song you've chosen, local artist Lucas Richman, composed a 2018, and this is, well, here, let me play a little bit of the song, and it's, yep, there it is. So it comes off of the Talmud, Tikkun Olam, which means heal the world. Tell us a little more.
Well, it's, as we all know, this has been a particularly difficult time and a difficult holiday season for everyone as we grapple with what's going on in the Middle East currently. And it has become a bit of a third rail situation in that, you know, let's keep this upbeat because it's a holiday conversation. But I heard somebody, another commentator, I think on BUR, refer to it as an era of strident simplicity, which is just that, you know, if you're not for us, you're against us. If you're not on this side, then you must be on the other side. And I think what we looked for when we were going to, we often in the holiday concerts, almost always actually, pay observance to Hanukkah. And we thought, well, this is not the time to dance a hora. It is a time, however, to think about our commonalities as people and what needs to change in our world. So I had the idea of, I came across Lucas's piece and thought, here's a piece that is sung in Hebrew, but that is not specifically liturgical in its origin, that puts forth a thought that we all can ascribe to no matter what culture we come from, and that is that we need very desperately to do things differently, that we need to heal the world for the sake, as the song, as the text goes, of not only ourselves, but our future and our children and our world.
When people come together for the Pops, it is a sensory experience, Keith Lockhart. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that on Saturday, I think it's this Saturday, you're going to do something different, which is a concert that's for people who easily can be sensory overloaded. Talk about that just briefly with us.
Well, this is something that some particularly, I think, thoughtful people in the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops have been advocating for years, something that had been tried in other communities, but we were really one of the kind of first performing arts organizations. Now, I think a lot of them in this area are doing this. The idea that if our mandate is to play music and give these emotional experiences to everyone, that we can't forget people who have a difficult time in receiving those experiences the same way that we perhaps more normally functioning people do. And this idea of a sensory-friendly concert, originally we did it in consultation with doctors who work with autistic patients, with families, caregivers, experts basically. And we were very careful to take, take the most potentially frightening and jarring sensory experiences out of the concert. But they said that's not really the point. They said the point is that this needs to be a safe space where these people and their families can come together and enjoy without fear of judgment. And that's what we got back from the parents saying, you don't understand. It's been 20 years since I've been able to take my kids to anything and enjoy it with them. And it's a very special day.
That's beautiful. We'll go out on sleigh ride here. Keith Lockhart is conductor of the Boston Pops. Holiday Pops turns 50. Many shows. I don't think it's 39 between the 1st and the 24th. Tickets are on sale now at bostonpops.org. Thanks so much for being with us, Keith.
Thank you, Tiziana.